The sculpture always reminds me of Carnival in Puerto Rico. My name is Carmen Feo San Miguel, and I'm the executive director at Taller Puertorriqueño. In the carnival tradition in Puerto Rico, as well as in other carnivals, there's always this interplay between the forces of good and evil.
It's a festival of living, but it also embraces the knowledge that we are all here temporarily. My name is Rafael Ferrer. I am an artist. I was born in Puerto Rico.
Originally, the sculpture, El Gran Teatro de la Luna, or the Grand Theater of the Moon, was commissioned in 1982 by the Fairmount Park Art Association.
My name is Deborah Cullen Morales. I curated a retrospective exhibit of Rafael Ferrer's work for El Museo del Barrio in New York.
The sculpture connects very, very closely with my culture because of the liveliness, because of the color, because of the movement, because of the connection with dancing and music and celebration.
The figures in this sculpture move in a linear fashion. They're in a procession, right? They're almost like a circus or a carnival. Ferrer is very interested in that. He's always been interested in burlesque, carnival, dancers, performers, musicians.
The sculpture contains this demonic figure that I relate to the figure of El Vigilante in Carnival because of the horns and the representations that resemble more animals than demons. It becomes this interplay between the good and evil forces.
Rafi Ferrer is Puerto Rican, and he's certainly Caribbean in spirit and temperament. But I want to complicate that because he's also draws from the whole plethora of art history.
What you see is one reality, but that there's always something slightly ominous, slightly unexplained, inexplicable, hidden. I don't do the work with a given sense of what I want the result to be. It's always a surprise to me.
I think it's very important that if someone's looking at this work and feeling that it's a series of delightful figures or a sequence of happy characters, that they'd want to look a little bit deeper. We want to think about Picasso and his clowns and how that's been a metaphor that's been used throughout art history.
The deterioration of the park eventually created a very, very difficult situation where the piece literally had to be put into storage.
In 2012, this sculpture was restored and repainted and reinstalled thanks to the efforts of the City of Philadelphia's Office of Arts, Culture, and Creative Economy, and with support from the Association for Public Art.
The opportunity to paint the figures a second time in the process of renewing the sculpture was magnificent. New words, symbols, letters appeared that were never present before. And I find that now the sculpture has a life that it originally never had.
The community around the park is very connected to it now. An example of this is that the park is being utilized by other community organizations to do events, festivals, and I don't think that would have happened without the magnetism that the piece brings to the park.